This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
What are some misconceptions that kind of give us, paint a better picture for us of who a millennial actually is in the workforce?
So, you know, I mean, I tried to do it with the cover of my book, which, it's all of those things that when you go into Google and you type in millennials are, what are the things that pop? What are the things that auto-populate? And that's actually a little bit of what inspired the cover of the book, where it's all the negatives. And then you can't really see it, but then on the back, it's all of the positives that come along with the millennials after you read it.
I'll share a few of them you have here, which is just really great. Self-absorbed, spoiled, entitled, needy, impatient, wasting, naive, poor, shallow, dumb, disrespectful, selfish, risk.
Exactly. And, you know, I think so. You know, one of the big things that I tell everyone is millennials aren't the problem. They just expose the problems. And, you know, or a friend of mine, Mike Hibison, who's a senior executive at Home Depot. And one of the stories in the book, he turned to me after reading it three times. And he said, Chris, millennials a mindset. It's not a generation thing. And you know what? I'm kind of like a millennial. And I turned to him and I said, exactly. That's exactly right. And so, yes, are we needy? Are we more needy than ever before? Absolutely. All of us, not just millennials, but especially the millennials. You know, you look at the product of what makes millennials who they are. They are a product of helicopter parenting. You know, they've been, not forced, but encouraged to basically have nonstop schedules from the second they, you know, ended their first year of high school all the way through college. And then they show up on our front doorstep and we ask ourselves why they're not better prepared. That coupled with one thing I set out to do in the book is differentiating this generation into two different generations. Older millennials, what I call Oregon Trail millennials, because they played Oregon Trail at some point in their education. And then Snapchat millennials. And, you know, what makes them so very different is, one, when the recession hit them, they're in the market for older millennials or their parents, younger millennials. And then when in their lives they adopted technology, mobile phones, and social platforms. And so that makes for us two very different generations that need to be treated almost separately. And, you know, the things that go along with them, I think, are only exacerbated. Things like the negatives, the neediness, or, you know, them being needy or self-entitled or constantly wanting a promotion. These are products of, I think, what comes out of when people adopt social platforms and are used to that instant validation anytime they needed it.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.